Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could join us as well. Author Mary Pasquale is joining us today to talk about her literary journey and her brand-new book that's out this month, perfect for Get Caught Reading Month, and it is called Walk the Web Lightly. We're going to talk to Mary not only about the journey of writing for her, but what it's been like for her to piece together a story like Walk the Web Lightly to create the characters that she has and now to be able to share them with all of us. If you're just now finding out about the new book, of course, we'll let you guys know how to get your own copy of it and stay connected with Mary as well. Mary, thank you so much for the time today. Glad to have you stop by.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, look, the book is just officially out this week, so congratulations to you. Happy Pub Week to you. Perfect timing,
thank
as I mentioned,
you.
With May being recognized as Get Caught Reading Month. Talk to us about what it's been like for you, Mary, already to sit with the early response of the book.
You know what? It's been wonderful. It's funny because you send out arcs and you send out, you know, early books, and then you get those early responses, and it feels like the book's already out in the world. So I have to remind myself, okay, it's not quite out there yet, but it's been I'm really enjoying it. I think that people seem to be responding to it, and, yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah. What I love about the book is it's not only, I think, a great adventure to read, but the characters are so much fun to explore. So I'm curious for you as the creator of the characters, what was it like for you, Mary, to get to know them, especially the main character, Naya, and to be able to kind of take their journey along with them?
You know, it's funny because what I really leaned into when I was writing Naya and her friends was just remembering that age. You know, she's 14, so it's that early young adult age. And, yeah, it took me back a lot of ways. I remember there was a time when, you know, the days felt endless. You know, everything's possible. And the days just seem to stretch out forever. Now they seem to go too fast, too quickly for me.
Yeah.
But, I just wanted to lean into that early time where it just everything's kind of open and new, and you make your mistakes. I definitely remember making mistakes, but you also it's just that time where you can start to really discover yourself and start stepping into who you are. And I kind of loved going back to those memories of my own age at that time. So really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And what I thought about when I was reading the book and kind of taking the journey along with the characters, Mary, was that for one, regardless of age, and you mentioned Naya's age here, but what I think the book really shows, and I think readers will enjoy that whimsical aspect of it, but also the reality of it, that we can make an impact at any age. We can make a difference in the world at any age. Of course, for Naya, it was not done, you know, definitely wittingly, I don't think. But what was that like for you to kind of show through these characters that we have this power within us that can really impact the world?
You know, I think that's an important aspect. I really did want to show, I think that age, it can happen when you're younger or when you're older, but I think that is definitely a time where you're starting to become more aware of how much impact you can have in the world, how much, you know, you have to actually step into your life and not just the consequences of your choices, but also kind of the consequences of how you embrace that life and interact with the world around you.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a little, but it's, you know, it is, the book definitely developed, like I had this idea and I want to explore that idea about what you know and what you don't know, and, you know, how much knowledge. I think that we live in an age where we all have so much knowledge at the tip of our fingertips, you know, right within grasp. We have our phones in our hands. We can look up anything. But, you know, we have to bring a certain mindfulness to that knowledge as well. And that's really what I wanted to kind of show with Naya, you know, that she has all of this vision to see time, the timelines and the choices people make, but she's kind of skimming through stuff. And it, part of her journey is realizing that there needs to be some awareness, some, you know, a mindful aspect to that, that these are also other people's lives. This is other real knowledge. It's not just entertainment. And yeah, I kind of wanted to just step into that kind of exploration with her and that her slowly growing into that knowledge and why it's important.
I had mentioned to Mary, I'll speak about you like you're not here for a second, Mary. I had mentioned to Mary at the beginning, before we went live here, that one thing I was curious about as I was reading the book was about where she fit into it. So I was curious for you, Mary, thinking about Naya, thinking about her journey, how much of yourself did you end up putting in there when it comes to the realizing the import of the decisions we make, but also the importance of embracing what we want and who we are?
You know, that's a little harder for me because I wanted to be a writer from a very early age. And yeah, honestly, my family didn't push a whole lot back on me. They were like, yeah, fine, go do it. But there are certain aspects of Naya that it's funny when you're writing a character, you know, you start off, I think we all start off thinking that we're making this person up. And then the more we write and the more we develop them, the more we realize that there are aspects that there is a lot of aspects of ourselves in that character. So I really didn't think about, oh, you know, this is like my journey and me having to push through. But I mean, I did have to push through, and the fact that, you know, there's always somebody who's going to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You know, you're either not going to be talented enough or it's just never going to happen for you. So I think there was some of that. But I think it's really about that discovery of, you know, who you are, what you love. And actually, while we're having this conversation, I'm thinking about it. I did have that journey myself, but it was probably at a later age. I always knew what I wanted to do. But then later on, I really started sitting in, okay, what do I truly love? And, you know, when I think there was a struggle for me to even call myself, I called myself a writer. I didn't call myself an artist or an author for a long time. And I had to take a journey to say, no, this really is who I am. This is what I love. And so it is okay for me to say, yes, I am an artist. So I think in that respect, I probably mirror Naya's journey quite a bit.
Love that. Love that. And I think for a lot of people, the whole connection of family that's in here, and I'll talk around this, Mary, is interesting because there is this idea of protection, but also fear. Right? I think, you know, I think about for myself when I was growing up and telling my family I wanted to do what I ended up actually doing, becoming a writer and an artist. They never told me I couldn't do it. I think their whole thought was, how is that going to happen? You know, and I thought about that with Naya when I was reading Walk the Web Lightly, that when people have this idea of who you are and what you should be doing, you know, it's hard sometimes to deviate from that for whatever reason. Of course, Naya's family had their own reason. But what was that like for you to play with this book? Because I think, again, you know, I'm trying not to, you know, to use a pun here when I talk about, you know, being able to bring things together, to web things together. But it really does, it seems like, in many ways, that's how it happens, is that there is this idea of, you know, who we are in the ripples. Almost looking at the spider web on the cover, I thought about throwing a pebble into a pond and seeing the ripples going out of the impact. Yeah. What was it like for you to kind of look at the family aspect here, Mary, and the role it played in Naya's evolution?
that was actually a really big part of the book for me. I really wanted to capture that there was this history that she does not know about. There's secrets that she doesn't know about, and how much that impacts all of them across the three generations, you know, Naya, her mom, and her grandmother. And why, you know, why that the sharing of that knowledge, her parents, I mean, her mom and her grandmother are very protective, and they're trying to keep her young, and not young, but, you know, they're trying to protect her innocence and keep her in that state of wonder for longer than either the mother or the grandmother had to grow up. But there is a detriment to that as well. Just as Naya has learns that her knowledge has consequences, her family in turn learns that the secrets have consequences. And so you're right. It's all kind of woven together to, I think ultimately I really want to express that, you know, communication is really important. But yeah, I also want to just capture that families are more nuanced and than we realize. And that
right.
sometimes that, you know, intergenerational, and it's important. I think that, you know, families are important, but those intergenerational histories and backgrounds and heritage, you know, are something to be treasured and shared. I think
right.
especially in American culture, sometimes we get into, and so many people have immigrated here, that, you know, there's a little bit of, oh, we're American now, and so we're not going to talk about the past as much. And I think it's actually the opposite. We should talk about the past more,
yeah.
especially when you hear about stories that are then buried. And, you know, there's history that we're not always taught. So it's even more important for families to share those stories and their backgrounds and to – it's just another layer. It's another layer – to our development as people. And that's
yeah.
really what I wanted to show with Naya.
Love that. Love that. Has it been easy for you at this point in your journey, in your life, Mary, to embrace your power?
You know, it's funny because as we get older and we get more tired and our bodies start showing us our age, I think it's easier to step and hold our own power, even though I really wish I'd known this when I was in my 20s. It would have been fabulous. so I do. I find that it's easier the older. I think that as we get older, we start stripping away, you know, the unnecessary, the lies, the you know, little things that society tells us that is easier for society, but is not necessarily true for our own selves. And
right.
yeah, so then but again, yes, I do wish that I'd known this when I was younger, or I wish I'd listened. I'm sure there was an adult somewhere telling me these things and I probably just blew them off.
Well, look, I think we all can relate to that, Mary, for sure. Mary, it's a great book, and this has been a great conversation. Again, everyone, author Mary Pasquale has been our guest. The book is Walk the Web Lightly. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. If they don't have it, I know they'll be more than happy to be able to order it for you. Mary, what about for yourself? How can our audience stay connected with you?
I have a website, marypasquale.com. You can find me there. I'm also on Instagram and TikTok and various other social medias. I'd love to chat and connect with readers. Come find me.
Love that. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to following you and keeping up with the journey for sure. And definitely looking forward to our next conversation together, Mary. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that idea as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.